detective stopped here. They're trying to surrender. We're going to hold off.
The drug war has really faltered.
We've lulled ourselves into believing that we've either won the drug war or that somehow it really doesn't matter.
I mean, we're looking down the street of Northwest Washington, and it's an open-air market for crack cocaine, heroin.
How many blocks away are we from the Capitol?
I guess we're about four.
Next week, All Things Considered will be airing a five-part series called The Forgotten War. It's about the war on drugs, a multi-billion dollar battle that's been going on for nearly four decades. What has it accomplished, and where are we in that battle? That's what NPR correspondent John Burnett set out to find when he began looking into the war on drugs. His investigation leads this series, and he joins us here today to talk about it. John, what drew you to this subject?
Well, there were actually two things that happened, one personal and one professional. We live in Austin, Texas, and we have teenagers, and we know many families that do, and we know that our schools are absolutely swimming in drugs. But this was not really being reflected on what we were hearing out of the White House Drug Czar's office. And second, I'd done some reporting on the ground in Central America, particularly Nicaragua and Guatemala, and in which I went to the communities that were living and enjoying the profits of drugs, and it was they were doing so with such impunity and were laughing at the enforcement efforts going on out in on the seas and in the air that I really began to see the drug war through different eyes.
Can you give us a quick preview of what we'll be hearing next week?
We'll have reports from the streets of Washington, D.C., in which there was an open-air drug market four blocks from the Capitol building. And we'll hear from Bogota, Colombia, from a village in a coca-growing area to find out what the results of 6 years and $5 billion of Plan Colombia are. We'll have reporting from inside a U.S. customs plane flying over the Caribbean, chasing drug boats. We'll have a report from San Antonio, Texas, which has a really interesting, promising grassroots program in drug prevention. And then we'll go to the Drug Czar's office in Washington.
Well, we look forward to hearing the Forgotten War series, starting tomorrow on All Things Considered. NPR's John Burnett, thanks so much.
Thanks, Debbie.